Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dan.
Slow motion, are we?
Figure if I get off to a slow start, the end of the show is just going to kick some butt.
Right. We're going to go off. Flex our muscle at the end. I thought for sure.
Yeah. Why?
They talked about it. They brought attention to it. They're like, look, we've done it two games in a row. Knock it off. And again.
And it's, I know it's two games in a row, but those aren't the only two games this has happened.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's happened quite a bit lately.
But, yeah, these three games in particular now, Kentucky has been down by double digits. They were down 12 against Florida, down 19 against Vanderbilt, and down 15 at Texas A&M yesterday. Won them all.
I know.
Thank goodness for Dominique Hawkins, the only one who woke up and, you know, drank a cup of coffee. The rest of them were sleepwalking.
But how? I don't understand. You know, it's that they even De'Aaron Fox said, you know, I played my best basketball the last 3 or 4 minutes, and I did again today. Well, okay, but. We're about to get into a time here where we're going to play some really good teams. And we're going to need you for like 32 other minutes, bruh.
Well, Calipari alluded to maybe Dominique Hawkins needs to start. He talked about that.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think he's going to start him.
No, he's going to threaten, but he's just not going to do it. Let's go ahead and hear what Calipari had to say, the first thing he had to say, which was in reaction to a question about the slow starts.
It was ridiculous. I mean,
more about
the energy that he showed in his defensive plays, his drive, the three-point play. He's given this team such a lift. You know, and again, though, we got to, you know, what is happening? I mean, there's only a few things you can do now. It keeps happening. What would be one of them?
Better starts.
Slow starts.
Pardon me?
Slow starts.
What do you do? What's some of your options? You guys are all basketball bennies here. Tell me what my options are.
Don't start the game at 11 in the morning.
Please. That's one, but that's not our option. What? Give me something. You guys, how about you got to start different people? All right, now... They gave me that answer. And I said, okay. See, you three think it's the other guy that would come off the bench. And one of you three, we can't start six. Can't start six. You can only start five. And if he's one of you three is not starting. You know, I got great kids. I mean, Malik was awful today. I mean, that was probably the worst he's played. He wasn't engaged in the game. Just wasn't. They're not computers, they're not machines, and they'll have bad games at times. And obviously his is an 11 o'clock start with no shoot around, made it tough probably.
You know, they say Cal's the best recruiter in the business. Why doesn't he start recruiting machines and computers? They play well every game.
He sounds like a machine, like a broken record. He just keeps repeating that. They're not machines or computers. Well, that's kind of the way the world's going, Cal.
Listen, I'm not so worried about Malik.
No.
You know, he's gonna be on. This was an off game. I get it.
His first game without scoring double digits all season. First one.
And maybe if he would have had hit just like one or two more shots... then there wouldn't be this outrage from South Carolina fans for him winning the SEC scoring title by the slimmest of margins of all time.
What is that, 1,000th?
Yeah.
10th, 100th, and 1,000th? Yeah, Malik Monk becomes just the fourth freshman in SEC history and the first since Chris Jackson of LSU in 1989 to win the SEC scoring title. He averaged 21.161 points per game. South Carolina's Sendarius Thornwell, 21.160 points per game.
And the Gamecocks fans are salty.
Well, they've lost five of their last eight. They should be salty. Yeah. Yeah. And they get Kentucky probably in the quarterfinals or the semifinals. If South Carolina could figure out a way to beat, you know, whoever they play in the quarterfinals.
Well, we know that Kentucky will play the winner of the Georgia-Tennessee game.
Yes, that is out. The SEC tournament bracket is out. And Kentucky gets the Friday 1 o'clock game, should they win Saturday at 1, and then the SEC championship Sunday at 1. You would think Kentucky in the driver's seat to be back in Florida right there. If, unless Florida can't get past Vanderbilt. But Vanderbilt,
which they couldn't yesterday.
Vanderbilt has to beat Texas A&M for a third time this year to get there. But, yeah, as it works out, the tournament will open with two thrillers. If you're not watching SEC basketball on Wednesday night, you're not a college basketball fan. Mississippi State and LSU tip off the action. That's the top half of the bracket. Then it's followed by Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers and Kim Anderson's Missouri Tigers. And that game doesn't even start till 9 o'clock. So yes, you really will be asleep. So then Thursday, Georgia and Tennessee play the first game at 1 o'clock, and that's who Kentucky gets, the winner there. And then Alabama gets the Miss State LSU winner. That's the top half. And then South Carolina's waiting for either Mississippi State LSU or Alabama. The way South Carolina's going,
Avery Johnson could pop up and beat South Carolina.
They could win that game, and Kentucky could be playing Alabama. But not so fast, my friend. Georgia and Tennessee. Georgia nearly beat Kentucky twice. Tennessee did beat Kentucky once. I would prefer probably Tennessee if I'm Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like that's going the other way. Their confidence is down. Georgia has two studs in Yonte Maton and J.J. Frazier. But is Maton, is he even back yet?
I don't know that.
I don't know if he is or not.
Well, Frazier really took it to the Cavs the last time.
Yeah, now if they were to get down 15 to Georgia, you know, that's not Texas. Georgia's better than Texas A&M. Georgia's...
But listen, did you know, and I did not until driving in this morning, that a team has never got an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament with 15 losses.
Oh.
Which, if Vandy doesn't win the SEC tournament, they will have 15 losses because they've got 14 right now and will lose a game in the SEC tournament. But Joe Lunardi has them in right now.
As one of the last four.
Uh-huh.
So, back before this thing expanded to an extra night of basketball, they wouldn't be in. It would be just those 64.
Yeah.
So they're one of the teams that would be that play-in game, right? Because, I mean, they're 17-14 right now is Vanderbilt. They beat Florida twice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got some decent wins, but they're just three games above 500. So I think
I think a lot of teams would be upset that if they didn't get in and Vandy did.
Yeah.
But with no Kevin Stallings, they could actually win an NCAA tournament game.
It is tough. It's tough to win three in a row over a team. And Vanderbilt would have to do that first against Texas A&M and then again against Florida. I don't think Vanderbilt beats Florida three times in a row. Just don't see it. So Kentucky on that top half likely gets South Carolina, maybe Alabama, in the Saturday semifinal. And then in the bottom half, it's Florida and Arkansas probably going to play it out. Those are the top two seeds anyway. I don't know. Arkansas has been playing better.
I know, but I mean,
yeah.
You go to any other conference tournament and look at the two seed on half of the bracket, and it ain't Arkansas.
No. Okay. Florida and Kentucky, Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. See you then.
For the meaningless SEC championship game. Means absolutely nothing. Kentucky, by the way, Chris Fisher, our buddy from 247sports.com, he pointed this out on Twitter last night. Since the NCAA selection committee released its top 16 seeds, UK is one of only four teams that has gone unbeaten since then. Kansas, Oregon, UCLA, the other three. That's pretty impressive for Kentucky. I mean, that gives Kentucky a chance to move up a little bit.
Yeah.
They're not going to get to the one line.
No.
But the two line.
I mean, I think three is the floor right now, right?
Or is the floor the ceiling?
The ceiling is the roof, Dan. The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, apparently that academic scandal was around back in the days of James Worthy and Michael Jordan and James from the Academic Company. Good grief. Seriously now, I understand. Jordan is an icon. He was my idol growing up, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can say that.
But the Jordan dunking a basketball on a football looks stupid to me. He's holding a basketball, and it's on a football. I get it. You know, you want the Jordan's the best thing you got, so you want to just exploit it the best you can. But Kentucky's a Nike school. Are they going to have, like, Jordan emblems on footballs? Like a little Jordan thing on the back of the helmet? I get it's a logo, but all those guys standing there wearing those T-shirts with a big football, says North Carolina, and the Jordan dunking a basketball logo in the middle just look dumb to me.
Yeah, I can see that. I was so much more focused on what he was saying than what they were wearing, because it was, I mean, the ceiling is the roof. That's obviously the topper.
Yeah.
But there were some other things in there.
Yeah, he didn't have anything prepared.
No, I don't think he did.
It was all off the cuff. Jordan's a really good athlete. Not necessarily known for his eloquence with words. It's all right. All right, quickly, we'll get to Michael before we take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to jump in here. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. I got a question. How far do you think that this Kentucky team will make it in that NCAA tournament?
What do you think, Mary Jo?
Well, I do think we're going to make it past the first weekend. And then I think anything goes. I think Kentucky could lose to just about anyone in the Sweet 16, and I think they could beat anyone in the Sweet 16.
Because the way that we're playing right now, I don't see them going past the first round.
Well, the first round? Yeah, they're going to play someone significantly
horrible,
undermanned. You know, they're going to play a 14 or a 15 seed.
Yeah.
And I don't think Kentucky will lose that first round game.
I mean, they could play a team like possibly Jacksonville State, which won the OVC yesterday. And look, they're not horrible, obviously, but they would be no match for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Then that second game, you play the winner of a 7-10. That could be a dangerous game. That will be a good opponent, you would think, for Kentucky. The 7-10, 10 could upset either one. For instance, SEC's 7-10 matchup.
And that's Vanderbilt, if you have Texas them as A&M. A 2-seed, right?
Yes, which I do. That's what I think. I think Kentucky's a 2-seed. I don't know what Joe Lunardi thinks. He gets paid to do it, but I haven't checked. But
I mean, there are teams out there that would not let us come back like we have been.
Yes.
No, I agree. I agree. But we won't see that team in the first round.
Not in the first round. The second round, that second game, yes. Kentucky starts slow and gets down 15 points, then maybe it. They may not maybe be too much to overcome. They might need to learn that lesson in the SEC tournament. I mean, they might need to learn that.
I don't.
Mm-mm. If you're down 15, you can't come back. But
I don't think they need to learn that lesson.
No?
No, I don't.
I think they're going to make it, Michael, to the Sweet 16, which would be winning the first two rounds of the SEC tournament, the first weekend. So we'd have another week to go, and then Kentucky would play again in the Sweet 16 And I don't know. The way they are playing, it could go either way. They play a good team and get down by double digits again. Could be too much to overcome. But they're talented enough to be in the Final Four at the same time. They are talented enough to do that. At their best, they're capable of the Final Four.
Mm-hmm. And because there's not enough, you know. Well, there's just not teams out there this year that are just blowing people out.
Gonzaga is your number one. No. They just lost to BYU last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go against them two teams. I wouldn't.
Villanova, no. They're vulnerable. Kansas is vulnerable. I mean, Kansas and North Carolina
everyone are
the two strongest teams.
North Carolina did look good last night.
Oregon. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, no, I think Kentucky's in good shape.
All right, guys. I thought I would call and see what you were thinking and all that.
Well, thanks, Michael. Enjoy your Sunday. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, man. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Banks floor covering.
Is your Alf there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Alf. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We want to make sure your home has the best air quality possible. Give us a call today. It's the perfect time for a system checkup for your home.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Ladies, get the treatment you deserve at Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont. Enjoy a relaxing manicure or pedicure in a sterile environment at Nail Care today. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority, so during March and April, we're offering a free lip or eyebrow wax with any $35 purchase as a celebration of our 15-year anniversary. Whether you're looking for a manicure, pedicure, we also offer SNS, nail, or shellac gel services in over 10,000 colors. Call Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont at 296-6665 today. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, Saturday, 9 till 7, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, I failed to mention who our guest will be today. At 9:30, we have Lexington Catholic head coach Brandon Salzman. His Knights won over Sayre today or yesterday and will play tomorrow against Scott County, which beat Madison Central. And those two will play for the right to go to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Scott County and Lexington Catholic. Lexington Catholic, the only team in the state of Kentucky to beat Scott County this season. So we'll talk to head coach of the Knights, Brandon Salzman, coming up here in about 10 minutes. Right now, we're going to talk to Andrew on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Okay, great. So I was just calling in to say that the SEC tournament, many years, the messaging is that it doesn't really matter and doesn't count for much, et cetera. But I think for this year's team, it's a tremendous opportunity because it's going to give us two or three games to try to fix some things as young as the team is to get ready for the NCAA tournament. So I hope the messaging that that the team gets is one that this is a really a great opportunity to work on things and try to get prepared for the big tournament. So I'll just hang up and listen to your response. So thank you.
I agree with that, Andrew. This team needs a few more games in tournament-like atmospheres before going to the NCAA tournament. And that I think the meaningless part is that the seeding is probably already where it's going to be for the tournament. I don't think this will change things too much for Kentucky because I don't see them losing the first game. So I think if they're in the semifinals, which I expect they'll be in the finals, but if they're in the semis, I think they've locked up whatever seed they're going to get in the NCAA tournament. So that in that respect, it doesn't have a whole ton of meaning. But the way this team has started games, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need a couple more before it's one and done for real.
And Calipari's outlook on the SEC tournament has kind of evolved over the years. I think at the beginning it was, oh, I hate these things. Why do we do this? I don't want to do this. Just go straight to the big tournament. This is a hindrance. And then he realizes, and he used to say, people, this is their cigarette money. This is their vacation money. Like he said one time, I mean, they don't buy the carton of cigarettes they normally buy to come to the SEC tournament. What are you talking about? Someone in Whitley County is going Marlboro free this week to go to the SEC tournament? Who are you talking to, Cal? Second mortgage on the house to go to Nashville to see the Cats. Anyway, but he got the point. He got the picture, understood that, yes, this is a big deal. They turn out. They take over your town. And this means a lot. So it better mean a lot to you. So he changed his course a little bit that way. And then now, as he's had to coach a brand new roster of players every season, I think he also looks at it as a tune-up, a final chance to work out anything he got left to work on. The tweak. The tweak was the SEC tournament, the year of the tweak.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing. They need to work on the slow starts, obviously. It'll be three games in 3 days if they could get to the championship, that he'll be able to work out some more kinks. And then he said this is kind of the way he looks at it with seeding in mind. That, I mean, should Georgia come in there, play desperate, knock Kentucky off, and some other teams hovering around the 2-3 line do well and win the conference tournament or get to the conference finals, then Kentucky could possibly slip. But Kentucky can't do anything, I don't think, to improve itself.
No.
So it has everything to lose and not much to gain in this situation. But here's what Calipari said regarding the SEC tournament.
Yeah, I always do. It's going to be crazy. We don't know who's going to be 8 and 9. We don't know. But all I know is the teams that are in there all gave us good games and should have beat us. And so the 8 and 9 first game will be a hard game. But the tournament to me is all about preparation. That's why I don't like it to be Sunday. Because when they throw you in a Thursday game like they did last year, that's 5 games in 8 days if you get to the second game. It's 5 games in 8 days for these young kids. It's not fair. So you play Sunday and they put you in a Thursday bracket, you better hope that team Saturday is as tired as you and they played on Sunday. Or it's a hard game to win.
I do agree with him about that. I know it sounds like it's a bunch of whining and moaning, but it is. There's only, two conference tournaments on?
Significant travel preparation.
Yeah.
Before a regular season game, they're not holding press conferences at the location the day before like they are with the NCAA tournament.
Open practice that you have to be at.
So when you are playing in that Thursday game, you have to be ready to do all the other things on Wednesday, so you've got to be there on Tuesday. So now you're talking about Sunday. We're waiting to see where we're going, and we're leaving.
And Sunday is a flight straight back from Nashville to Calipari's house to watch the NCAA selection show. Then, you know, it's night. It's evening. It's time to chill out.
Yeah.
Then Monday,
you turn around and figure out where we're going, what we're doing, and
Tuesday,
and all
you're
that.
Traveling to get there. And Wednesday, you've got that mock practice.
Yeah.
And open practice is not.
No.
For real. It's for show.
But you have to be there.
Yeah. So. You have to be there.
Listen, before we get to our break and Coach Salzman from Lexington Catholic, I do want to mention that the UK women did fall to South Carolina yesterday in the semifinals of the women's SEC tournament. But with about 3 minutes to go, they had closed that lead to 3 points. And, you know, I think they do take a lot from that game. Moving forward, South Carolina's a great team, but I think this team takes a lot from the way they fought and battled in that game leading into the NCAA women's tournament, for sure.
Well, and they could say we did this without Taylor Murray. See, we almost beat the number five team in the country, the top seed in the SEC tournament, without our starting point guard, and everybody played a little hurt, a little dinged up, fought through some stuff. Look, they out-rebounded, UK out-rebounded a much bigger South Carolina team, 42-26. I mean, they destroyed them on the glass. I'm sure Dawn Staley got all over her girls about that.
I don't think so. I feel like she seems nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Such a sweetheart. Little Dawn.
But listen, this is the reason why, you know, Matthew Mitchell is on the list for one of the Coaches of the Year, because, I mean, the same way we talk about football, right, where we say, well, if you thought about this in September, you would never guess they'd be here in November.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the way the offseason went for the women's basketball program, you would never have seen them in the position that they're in. So kudos to Coach Mitchell, to the girls for, I mean, just playing their tails off, and I think they are tournament ready.
And likely a number four seed in the NCAA tournament and would be able to host the first two rounds at Memorial Coliseum. The women's selection show is a week from tomorrow. But you would think, I mean, they have money at stake here too. Memorial Coliseum is already going to be a tournament host with or without UK, so they're going to put them there. To make it, even if they're not a four seed, even if they're lower, but it looks like a four seed. I mean, had Kentucky shot just a little bit better, 2 of 19 from three, that was a killer.
Yeah.
And South Carolina shot 57%, so that's tough to do. But Michaela, 31 points,
9 rebounds.
Evelyn Akator, 24 points, 11 rebounds.
Those, I mean, they consistently do it night in and night. They don't have.
That's why they're first team all SEC.
Yeah.
Now, if you bring Taylor Murray into the picture with Macy Moore's hitting shots, like she was 0 for 6 from 3. That means she usually shoots it a little better than that.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Cann, also like 1 of 5 from 3. Those two are your 3-point threats. I think they could be to that second weekend to win their games at Memorial Coliseum if they give this kind of heart, grit, and effort, which I think they will because Michaela Epps is a senior.
Yeah.
And so is Akator.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our break. And when we come back, we'll be talking high school basketball with Lexington Catholic head coach Brandon Salzman here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from 3 independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, where the new year means new gear. Get custom fit for TaylorMade's brand new 2017 M1 and M2 drivers. Same letter, better everything. Now delivering even more distance and forgiveness. M1 features more carbon fiber and a new adjustable weight system. M2 features all new geoacoustic technology. Try it and buy it with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're going to switch gears a little bit here. We'll get back to talking about UK. But going to talk about high school right now, because it is a great time in high school basketball this time of year, as it is for college and everywhere else. But, you know, our state is a little bit more special. And the 11th region is right there.
Yeah.
Top 1, 2, 3 regions in the state. And the 11th region tournament is always a killer. And then just the district that you have to come out of. Defending state champs Dunbar didn't get out. They didn't get out alive. LCA beat them.
And they have, you know, perhaps Mr. Basketball on their team.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So Lexington Catholic did survive and make it out of the district and is now in the 11th region tournament championship game, which is tomorrow night at EKU. And we have the head coach of the Knights, Brandon Salzman, on with us now. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. How y'all doing today?
We are good. So you get Scott County, and either you guys or the Cardinals have won 8 of these last 10 Region 11 championships. So this is a familiar...
Blue blood.
Yeah, this is a familiar meeting here. But you guys beat Scott County earlier. What can you take from that game and where you guys are now and where they are now and kind of make it work for you?
Well, you know, Coach Hicks is arguably, you know, if not the best, one of the best coaches to probably, you know, walk the landscape of high school basketball in Kentucky. He's the winningest coach, I believe, in the state. So, you know, he's got a great program and a great team, and he's done a wonderful job again this year. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to win at our place back in December. You know, I think a couple of his kids were coming off of football and, you know, a large run from their football team. And we were fortunate enough to catch them. And, you know, we played, honestly, we watched the tape a lot last night. We didn't play our best game, and I don't think they played their best game, but we were the guys who came out on top. And, you know, those games have always been rivalry games in which, you know, it's intense and, you know, everybody's very focused. But Monday night, I know it'll be same old Lexington Catholic Scott County basketball. It'll be one for the ages, I hope. I think everybody who shows up will get their money's worth for sure.
You're going back to the district championship game. You guys lose to LCA there, which in LCA, by beating Dunbar, makes its first ever 11th region tournament. And then you have Sayre making it to the 11th region tournament for the first time in I don't know how long. But there were no public schools from Lexington in the tournament. And so you have Lexington Catholic, Lexington Christian, and Sayre. What is just your reaction to that? Did you take anything from that? Or were you happy for LCA or for Sayre or any of that because of that?
Well, you know, no offense to you guys in the media, but I think that was just kind of a media thing. You know, we had years of one district in the 11th region was all public schools, so they got two guys in every year, and to lose in our district, there's no shame in that at all,
right?
You know, and one of my best friends, you know, Mike Mendenhall. You know, I know he was kind of upset, you know, about that. And, you know, it just is going to happen sometimes, you know. Right. And so that was no big, I don't think that's a big deal at all. I mean, I think it was, I think when we won the region in 2015, there were four public schools that, there was two public schools in the finals, or actually three, I'm sorry. So, or in the semifinals. So, you know, that wasn't, I don't think that's a big deal at all. And, you know, it's just kind of lay of the land. And then, you know, what Sayre and LCA were able to do this year, that's a tremendous achievement for their school. And, I'm happy for their coaches. I think they're good guys that, you know, have done a great job. You know, Robert Goodman got Coach of the Year this year, and I think it's well-deserved.
So, Coach, I know you are really focused on this game, obviously, tomorrow night, because it gets you – you know, a win gets you into the Sweet 16. But do you pay attention to what's going on in other regions during this time, and maybe who might be the favorites in there, or the underdogs that might end up at Rupp Arena? Do you pay attention to that?
Well, Mary Jo, maybe I can hire you and Dan to do that for me.
Are you busy with other things or what?
He's got kids too.
I got the number one team in the state on Monday night. I've kind of had to keep my focus on what we're doing, and you know, the one foot in front of the other, and just kind of stay where we are. You know, this year for the first time in my memory, we're going to play on a Monday night. I think they played last night on a Monday night. We usually play on Tuesday night,
yeah,
which at least would give you an extra day to prepare. And, you know, so, I mean, I had all the coaches over here with everybody's kids at my house last night. My nephew's here. You know, my brother-in-law is overseas right now. So, you know, he's listening in to the show right now. And he's defending America, and his son's here. And, I mean, it was wild. It was wild over here last night. We had kids everywhere and coaches watching TV and game tape, breaking down stuff. I think old Coach Houston was kind of out of his element there when all the kids were running around, jumping on top of
them. But first of all, we want to thank your brother-in-law for his service.
Absolutely.
No, he's a great guy. Great guy. Definitely my hero.
Talking to Lexington Catholic head coach Brandon Salzman here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio.
Will he be listening to the game tomorrow night?
Oh, he's going to set his alarm for 3:30.
Okay. I wondered what the time difference and all that would be.
Yeah, I don't actually know exactly where he is. He can't really tell me, but he's out there, and he's going to listen at 3:30 in the morning. Wake up.
Wow. Well, you guys, led by Luke Johnson, who's just been phenomenal for you guys, and then Zan Payne as well, T.C. Price, Blake Scott, Pete Whitman. I know I'm missing somebody there, but you guys have been – I mean – have a good team, a good chemistry, a good thing going there, and Luke and Zan really lead the way for you.
Yeah, no question. You know, and Javen Harden, our sophomore, is coming along really good at the point. And you know, it was crazy. That article came out in the paper the other day about all those super sophomores in the 11th region. And you know, if you look at actually their birthdays compared to Zan, he's younger than than two of them for sure. I know, and he's a junior. You know, which is you know, sad for us, but. He's come along so far so well, and you know,
can't look into his grade and see maybe if he could be a junior again next year or something like that.
Oh God, if we could do that, trust me, we'd do that, trust me. But you know, he played excellent yesterday, and you know what he's been able to do this year is just phenomenal. His growth, you know, his dad has worked extremely hard with him. You know, I would dare to say there's hardly anybody that puts as much time and effort into it as him. You know, and then Luke. You know, where would we be without Luke? He's done so much for our program and our team this year. He's been a special, special player. And, you know, if Tavion wasn't in our region, I'm sure a lot of people would know a lot more about him. But so goes the story, and he's just done a great job. You know, I think he would be a Mr. Basketball candidate in any other region. You know, I think he should be on the Kentucky Indiana All-Star team. If the coach doesn't pick him, they're crazy. You know, he's one of the best players in the state for sure.
No. I think we just lost Coach Salzman. Well, who he was talking about was Luke Johnson, who averages 21.5 points per game for Lexington Catholic. And then he was talking about Zan Payne right before that, junior. And Zan Payne, for you, those of you listening and not familiar, Zan Payne is Kenny Payne's son, assistant coach at UK. And Zan averages 15 points and 9 rebounds a game. So those two are really the leaders of the team. But as you said, Javen Harden has played well at the point guard position. And then, you know, they've got a little bit of depth. They've got some guys who can come off the bench and contribute for a Catholic. But sounds like Josh has Coach Salzman back on the line. So, Coach, we lost you there for a minute. But, yeah, as you were saying, okay. Luke was talking about Luke and how he'd probably be a Mr. Basketball candidate if he was in another region.
Oh, there's no question. You know, he's you know, scored over 1,300 points, and you know, we've been able to have a very successful season with him. And you know, every team he's been on for us has done a great job, and he's been a great leader. So, you know, it is what it is as far as, you know, his accolades and awards, and I don't think he even really cares about all that stuff. But you know, I wouldn't trade him for anybody. You know, and I know how special Tavion is. I'm a huge fan of Tavion. But Luke means the world to me and what he's done for our team.
So what does Scott County do so well that makes them tough, Coach?
Oh, you know, gosh, when I was an assistant coach for Danny Haney, I used to remember we'd go into their gym and the whole crowd would start chanting Red Heat. And I'd be like, oh, Lord, here it comes. And, you know, that's kind of what I've always called it. I must have said it 1,000 times last night, you know, when we were watching tape. You know, and they have a great half-court defense where their help side is just so tremendous. And they do a lot of pressure, and they force a lot of turnovers, and, you know, they get a lot of easy points off their bucket. And you can't say anything about their team this year without talking about Michael Moreno. I mean, he is a special, special talent. There's no doubt. He reminds me of Kevin Love. He just grabs rebounds and just throws bullets that are, you know, 90 feet long. And, you know, you've got to be able to play transition defense against them, and you've got to get back. And then, you know, Cooper Robb, you know, for a kid who plays three sports, I believe, at Scott County,
yeah.
He's a tremendous athlete that's done a wonderful job of, you know, getting his skills ready in all three sports. I think he's a star in all three sports, if I'm not wrong. You know, those two guys, if that was all you had to worry about, that would be, you know, an attainable goal. But, you know, they got Bryce Long, who's a sharp shooter, and Lorenzo Williams yesterday was, you know, unstoppable against Madison Central, who's a really great team. You know, and then their one senior, that plays a ton of minutes, Cooper Watts, just a big body who's a horse down there. So you've got to be really focused, you know. You know, and then on top of that, they have a great coach. So, you know, you're going to have to play as well as you possibly can. But fortunately for us, we've been able to do that against Scott County in the past. I think I read in the paper the other day, we've played 27 times in the last 27 games. I think it's like 14 to 13. So, you know, it is one of the best rivalries in the state of Kentucky. It's blue versus red. You know, it's everything you can possibly imagine for, you know, storybook high school stuff. And you hope your kids play like they do in their dreams.
And all the marbles on the table tomorrow night. So,
yeah. Well, you couldn't have said it better right there.
One trip to the promised land, the place you've dreamt of your whole life.
One more thing I have to ask you is this matchup, is it going to be Michael Moreno and Zan covering him, Zan Payne versus Michael Moreno, kind of the individual defensive matchup there?
Well, I would never put one kid on an island for sure anything on a player like that. And you know, it's going to take a team in order to do that kind of stuff. And you know, I think our defense is suited to be able to, you know, maybe stop some of the things that they do, hopefully. You know, but truthfully, I really think you've got to, you know, play transition defense against them. You know, that's the number one thing. You've got to be able to get back and stop them. And if you do, you might find yourself in a game. You know, they haven't lost in a long time. You know, and they haven't lost anybody in Kentucky except the one team. And I'm not sure I can remember which team that was. But, you know, it's
is this a full court pressure up and down game? Both
yeah,
teams?
I think that, you know, I think, you know, Billy's style is more of a half-court pressure. He's more of a half-court guy, but Catholic's been pressing since as long as I've been a part of it, and I don't think we're ever going to stop what we do. We're pretty good at what we do, so we're going to continue to try and get better and do the things that we can, and, you know, good Lord willing, we'll go into church here and pray that if he can help us, let him do it.
Well, best of luck to you tomorrow, Coach Salzman, and your whole night squad. We'll be anxious to watch this one. This is going to be a good game, so we wish you the best of luck.
Well, we got a ton of respect for each other, no doubt about it. So I think it'll be an outcome that, you know, 50% of the people in there won't like, but in the end, it'll be hopefully a good game that everybody will enjoy.
All right, thanks. Well, good luck and have fun.
Yeah, thanks again.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Lexington Catholic coach Brandon Salzman joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. By the way, varsity game night here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We'll have that game tomorrow night at 7:30. Neil Jackson and Joff Toffness. You can listen to it right here. If you can't make it down to Richmond and EKU and see it in person, you can hear it here. All right, we'll take your phone calls next, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do have something for everyone, but we mean carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate flooring, and more. We don't know any superheroes, but we always have super prices.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. Tony'sSteaksAndSeafood.com.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So Kentucky wins its eighth straight game, 71-63, 16-2, the final record in the SEC.
It almost doesn't feel like it, right? That it's been eight straight wins?
Yeah.
Because there's like this nervousness from fans, I feel like. They aren't 100% bought into this team.
Look.
There's something missing. I think the slow starts have something to do with it. But yeah, there's something that's not there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you go 16-2 in the SEC. You know, you should be just thrilled over it. But now there's no doubt that there are some question marks that have people worried, because you have to get to the Final Four. I mean, if you do not get to the Final Four, you're like, eh, man, maybe next year, because... But
at one point in the season, I thought, I don't know if they're going to win the SEC regular season title.
Right. They came back from that a little bit.
And then they did. No, they won it outright. You know, and there's still a disconnect, I feel like, in where... what this team has done and where I think they can. I mean, they have 5 losses total on the year.
Yeah.
One of those is to Kansas. One of those is to UCLA.
Numbers 2 and 3 in the country.
Yeah.
But, you know, the expectation is so high. I got to looking, though, and thought, okay, so where is Kentucky, you know, statistically? Have they improved in these categories, all this? UK leads the SEC in assists. Well, if you look... the assist to turnover ratio has just—it's stunk recently. Like last 10 games or so, it's same number of assists as turnovers, or more turnovers than assists, and that's been consistent. It's gone up and it's kind of stayed up there. That wasn't the case yesterday, but no, still UK leads the SEC in assists, assist to turnover ratio, total rebounds, defensive rebounds. Remember they got out-rebounded by 25 against Florida that first time. Field goal percentage. UK leads the SEC in field goal percentage. So they're the best shooting team in the conference. Obviously the scoring, as well as scoring margin. Second in rebound margin, offensive rebounds, block shots, and free throw attempts. So, I mean, and their defensive efficiency is now past their offensive efficiency in the KenPom rankings. It's something to where you just, if you take a step back and look at it all, this team's even better than...
I think that's true.
Yeah.
But those stats don't gel with, I feel like, what we see with the eyeball test. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, do you feel like there's a big group of fans out there that thinks this is a Final Four team?
No, I would think the majority think the potential is there to go either way.
Yeah.
But
I think they would lean toward the other way.
Yeah.
Not the Final Four way.
Right. This team has almost like it needs more time. Like another year. Another year would do this team wonders. I think this SEC tournament, what we're going to see is if they could get over that slow start hump. These 3 games could build some crazy momentum for them. Or it could just be the same old kind of thing we've been seeing. They mess around, and then finally put a team away. But, you know, they weren't able to get over the hump against UCLA early in the season or Kansas. I thought that they would rise up at home and knock off Kansas, but just weren't able to do it. So... we'll see if they've learned from that. But they are definitely a little bit different from what they were early in the season when they faced UCLA.
Yes.
And even different from when they faced Kansas.
You know, we had some friends over last night, and they said, was this team averaging 95 points a game?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever they were averaging early in the season, it was 90 plus.
Yeah.
But, you know, through the course of a season, teams play you differently. You get into conference play, that's a different beast than you know, non-conference play. I don't know. I'm still going to be optimistic about this group, I think.
Well, the scoring being down, here's what Calipari said in response to that.
Well, we're playing different. We're playing a little different. We're using more clock. We're making people play us in the half court. Teams are flying back so we don't get it in transition. And then they're crowding the court, which means you can't throw one pass and shoot a ball. You're going to have to move it, which is fine. My teams have played grinded out basketball, and we could score 90. This team could score 100 if you play the wrong way. You play the right way, and we have to score 70 to win a game. I think the national championship team in that game scored 71, 72, 73. It was something like that. So,
as if he doesn't know the exact score.
That was 4 years ago? What have you done for me lately? We'll hear more from Calipari on the other side of the break and take your calls, 381-1313. Talk UK basketball as well as, you know, horse racing, a couple big ones yesterday.
Spring practice.
Spring
football.
Practice begins today.
Holy buckets.
We'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, Firestone. And you can get tires up to 6 months interest-free. Starting March 1st, get up to a $150 rebate on select Cooper tires and free four-wheel alignments with the purchase of four tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or palmertire.com.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Warriors hoping today's visit to Madison Square Garden and a matchup against the Knicks will help them snap out of their funk. Golden State in a rare two-game losing streak. Two-time reigning NBA MVP Steph Curry struggling. 4-for-31 from three-point range through three games of the Warriors' current road trip, with most of the last two games after the injury to Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson having issues from beyond the arc as well. Golden State's got a two-game lead on San Antonio in the West, but ESPN's Brad Daugherty thinks the Spurs could actually wind up with the number one spot in the conference.
They're playing so well. They're so balanced. Everything goes through Kawhi on both ends of the floor. He initiates the offense and the defense. All they need is a little bit better post play from Aldridge, a little bit more consistency there. But with Gasol coming off the bench, they're really, really strong. They space the floor, and they're so patient in their offense at getting a quality shot versus a quantity of shot.
Warriors Knicks 2:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio 3:30 Eastern on ABC. Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer sit out today's game against the Pacers. Instead, he'll serve his one-game suspension for making contact with a referee in Friday's loss. NFL ESPN's John Keim reports the Redskins and coach Jay Gruden agreed on a two-year extension. He's the first coach extended since owner Dan Snyder took over the franchise in 1999. Saints reportedly turned down the Patriots trade offer for receiver Brandon Cooks. The 32nd pick in this year's draft was what New England was offering. Cooks coming off back-to-back 1,100-yard seasons, entering the final year of his contract. ESPN's Chris Mortensen previously reported he'd been the object of trade talks.
In their first game without Kevin Durant, the Warriors lost to Chicago. Can Golden State hold off the Spurs and get the top seed in the West? We'll ask Bomani Jones when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 7:30 on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
I've got Angela from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. I want to talk about financing. You guys get a lot of folks at MLS that want newer used motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs, but they don't always want to pay cash, right? That means financing is an important part of what you do with MLS, right?
Absolutely. Most of our customers enjoy the ease of financing versus paying cash on the spot, especially with interest rates as low as what they are. I mean, right now we have as low as 2.9% financing for the whole amount.
Start to finish, how long does the application process take?
I can usually type the application about as quick as you can give me the information. And then once I submit it, about 45 minutes for an approval.
There's other dealerships in the area you could purchase from. But what sets MLS apart from the rest when it comes to financing?
We do all the legwork. We start out making sure we have the best interest rates available for whatever purchase you're looking at doing, whether it's new, used, ATV, UTV, doesn't matter. We're going to get you the best interest rate that you qualify for. We're enthusiasts too. We want to take care of you on every single aspect of the purchase.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins. And you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Here come the Wildcats, trailing 15 points. Hawkins, yes.
The fans who early on they got this big lead, but they have to really continue to focus on the mission.
Oh dear.
Upstairs to the big fella.
Yeah, comes at six. There's the end. You can't look down for a second.
No.
Monk.
Good pick.
Oh, yes, yeah. It was. Mulder. There you go.
Nice work by Monk.
This goal.
Yes! What a beauty. Use that high screen.
They're going to post that. Oh, look at Williams. Right in the face of Derek Willis. There's Fox from the corner. Yes.
No choice. I think, you know, he bobbled at a touch and had to go with his left. I don't think he had a choice.
Here's Fox. Oh, brother. Not playing the last game, number 12.
And Hampton with the 4 foul.
Yeah. Hampton's on the bench with 4. Derek Willis.
Shoot, no call.
Absolutely agree. Frisco, let's do it again. Adebayo.
43rd.
Well, be careful with that pass. Uh-oh. Watch him get out.
Monk.
Here we go.
Now he's got 4 points.
Here we go again. Bang.
You see the graphic?
It's breaks, so they've been executing at the offensive end.
Oof. Wow. And on a day when Malik Monk was held to a season low of only 6 points, Fox comes through in the backcourt with a big second half. And Kentucky wins it 71-63.
Courtesy of CBS's Vern Lundquist and Jim Sponarkle.
Yeah.
I know, it's just fun to say.
It is.
De'Aaron Fox, 19 points, 15 of those in the second half, including UK's first 8 points of the second half. Fox, he hit 2 threes.
Yeah,
couldn't believe it.
I know.
He was knocking them down. But Kentucky wouldn't have been anywhere without Dominique Hawkins. I mean, it took UK nearly 5 minutes to score its first bucket. A&M led 15 with 12 minutes to go in the first half. It was 19-4. So that deficit that Kentucky overcame is the biggest comeback on the road of the Calipari era. So the last two games have been the largest comebacks under Calipari. 19 points, the largest ever under Calipari. 15 points, the largest on the road.
So stop doing that, please. And I think that's where some of the narrative has entered into the minds of fans that, well, this team isn't that good.
It's the reverse of what they've already done. So UK outscored Texas A&M 28-9 the rest of the first half, those final 12 minutes. So let's flip that. And let's say it was 28-9. That's how UK started the game. Well, remember the prop LSU? It was the reverse. Yeah. They would get out, build a big lead, and then that 12-point advantage would be cut back to 8 and 5 and 8 and 5. It would never get out to 20. And remember, his narrative was, we got to figure out a way to beat teams by 30 when we should beat them by 30 and not win by 7.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, instead of letting off the gas after getting up big, it's not starting out right and then being like, oh no, we don't want to lose. Yeah, let's play hard.
And look, there's no time to figure out, can we play a 40-minute game? But
no.
If this team does play a 40-minute game, you know, that and that's why the thought is, well, they could get knocked out on the first weekend, or they could, you know, go to Phoenix. Because if they do put it all together, well, then that's, you know, like if Malik Monk's going and Fox is going and Derek Willis hits a guy, I mean, then they're a great team. But not all those things have seemed to be happening at the same time.
Well, Calipari says there's good news to that and bad news.
We haven't peaked, let's just say that. We have not peaked. That's the good news. The bad news is we haven't peaked.
Jerry Tipton had asked Calipari, are you in a good place? Because Joel Justice on Thursday had said, yeah, we're in a good place right now. We feel good about where we are at this moment right now. Cal's like, good place? What do you mean? Like College Station? Do I like the restaurants? He didn't go that far, but you get the picture. Jerry's like, well, I mean, your development, you know, where you are. We haven't peaked. Which I would almost
say. Which means they still could.
I would almost say they could have. And we already saw it. You know, the peak was North Carolina. UCLA game. Which they lost, but that's when this
game was. Yeah, early in the season, you think that was more their peak?
I mean, that's when Kentucky was playing its best, when it was scoring 90 points a game and running all over everyone and getting up and down the court in 3 seconds. Nobody could stop it.
Yeah, don't forget, this was the number one team in the country for a while.
Mm-hmm. But, and they can't do it now. People have caught on. They figured it out. And I just don't remember ever seeing the opponent send all of its people off of the free throw line because they're so worried about the team coming down and transition on them after a made bucket or a miss. Just
listen, this is a little out in the woods here, a little off topic, but I do want to ask you what you think about this, because we do get our fair share of phone calls in here, and you can be a part of it too, 381-1313, about folks not loving the one and done system here.
Yeah.
Okay, so senior night was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Three seniors who have all been contributors at some level. Probably, obviously, Michael Mulder, the least of the three, but has come in, but has played significant minutes at times. And certainly, Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis have been a huge part of this team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Does Cal stop? Do people think about that ever? Like, there's three seniors on this team making significant contributions. This is not an all-freshman team. Does he get credit for that ever?
No, because your stars are Fox, Monk, Adebayo, and then you're counting on Gabriel at the four sharing time with your senior.
Right, because the stars are never going to be the seniors or they would have left.
Right.
But to say that he only does this with young players, with freshmen, I think is a fallacy.
Well, I tell you how far it goes. I overheard someone making a comment yesterday, talking to someone else. It's an AB conversation. I'm
seeing your way out.
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm not even involved. I don't even know the people. I just overhear them. And it's one guy who's asking something about UK basketball, Duke, something like that. He's just wanting to chat it up, you know, just make conversation. So someone else is willing to bloviate, because that's the right word about this guy right here, I'm telling you. And he's a bit uneducated about it, too, but just enough more so to be able to say, I'm an authority here on this topic, so listen up. And I'm hearing it, and I'm wanting to jump in and go, you're both idiots, here's the real deal. But the guy basically says, what you're saying, Calipari gets no credit for these three seniors, he says, Calipari and Krzyzewski, Duke and Kentucky, the difference is, Krzyzewski gets one or two of these great players, and then he's found a way to have a team full of veteran guys. Whereas, and that's why Krzyzewski has more titles, was also the line at the end of that. Calipari gets a new team every year of nothing but freshmen, and you have to catch lightning in a bottle, and if you don't, then it's just like this every year. Which, this is really, Duke did it the same thing. They didn't have a veteran group and then one or two freshman stars.
No, when they won it a couple years ago, right, it was freshmen 100% leading the way on that team.
All the way.
Three of them.
Right now they have Jason Tatum.
Harry Giles.
And then...
Bolden.
Kennard is a sophomore.
Yeah.
So that's not...
It's just that those three guys... I mean, Duke was the preseason number one because of the freshmen.
Right.
Not because of who was left on the squad. They were preseason number one because of Harry Giles, Jason Tatum, and Marcus Bolden.
But, you know, there is a segment, without a doubt, that is tired of this. Tired of new players every year, and you got to wait and see if it works out. Just tired of that. Like, this isn't looked at a team that's got three seniors. I mean, the 2012 team was... two sophomores and a senior that helped it go. Deron Lamb, Terrence Jones, and Darius Miller with three freshmen. This is three freshmen with a fourth off the bench and three seniors and a sophomore that are helping you out that Kentucky has. That's their makeup. So this is the best it's going to get under Calipari. So I think looking at it, here's what you got next year. No De'Aaron Fox, no Bam Adebayo, no Malik Monk, no Dominique Hawkins, no Derek Willis, no Michael Mulder. Probably not Isaiah Briscoe, because he's just ready to go, obviously.
I think he is, yeah, but he's not ready to go.
He's not bright, exactly. But he's going to go, you would think. If for some reason Wenyen Gabriel has a three-game stretch over the next month.
Don't see it.
Like Marcus Lee could have gone. Remember, after his freshman year, just based on filling in for Willie Cauley-Stein in the tournament? Just based on that, there were teams willing to take him, draft him. So you've got seven players, your top seven contributors, or seven out of your top eight, are going to be replaced.
Yeah, no, next year is the really, really, really young team.
So then you're looking at, I think... having to figure that out again, year after year, and it's just, I think people are growing tired of it, without a doubt. You look at the results. You can't argue the results.
No, because if you did a case study, like let's take Oklahoma was a Final Four team last year, right? Because they had Buddy Hield, a senior, and you senior-laden team, Oklahoma hadn't really done much since like Blake Griffin. And even then, it was like, they weren't that great, right? So their fans waited a long time to get to the Final Four with this group. And now this year, they're They're complete garbage.
Yeah.
They're hot garbage. And they probably will be for a little while. You know, it'll be a huge lull till Oklahoma's anything again, probably, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the flip side. That's the other thing that you're dealing with then. Yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there if people were, you know, understanding that, you know, when Cal's talking about the guy that woke them up and gave them energy and has been lifting this team, he's a senior.
He is. Yeah.
Now, I don't think Cal wants, he also wants the narrative to be, we're so young and that's why we still struggle.
Yeah, because he said it in the same, I mean, he says we're one of the youngest teams in the country, but then he says, yes, it is nice to know we can win without Malik because we have Dominique, Derek, Michael. It's funny, he calls him Dom. I don't think his friends call him Dom. I really don't.
No, but he calls him Dom. So it was a game like last week where I can't even remember who it was that was calling the game, only called him
Dom.
Dom Hawkins.
It's not Dom. It's not Dom DeLuise. It's Neek. It could be Neek. It could be Hawk. But it's not Dom. That's not the nickname. Dominique, I bet his buddies called him Neek in high school. Or Hawk. I guarantee they call him Hawk. Hawkins. They call him Hawk. Nobody calls him Dom except the old white coach. He calls him Dom. Because he grew up watching Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise.
I don't know.
I have a good friend who was my work partner at my last job, and his name is Dom, but his real name is Dominique, and we went for a work trip, go to check in at the hotel, and they've got us sharing a room. They did not think Dominique was a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we had to change that. It ended up working out great, because I didn't have to share a room with anybody, and neither did he. It was perfect.
Yeah, you probably.
But we call him Dom. Everyone calls him Dom.
You know, as co-workers, male and female, and married, you probably shouldn't have to share a room. I would think that would violate some kind of HR rule.
Yeah, but it saves the company about $100, so it's worth it.
Yeah. All right, we're taking a break. And continue this discussion a little bit more. 381-1313 is the number to call. But we also need to talk a little bit about the two horse races yesterday, the Derby preps, and this UK baseball team. And we'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Mike and Mike.
DeMarcus Cousins is a brilliantly talented player. And I'm not saying that it doesn't sound a little bit crazy that the best that the Kings could do is Buddy Hield and really one draft pick that could wind up being meaningful and a bunch of other guys they'll probably release. Does it sound crazy that that's all they got? Yeah, it does. The reality is I don't think people were lined up to give you LeBron and Steph Curry for DeMarcus Cousins. It's as simple as that.
Mike and Mike. Weekdays 6 to 10. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I've got Angela from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. I want to talk about financing. You guys get a lot of folks at MLS that want new or used motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs, but they don't always want to pay cash, right? That means financing is an important part of what you do with MLS, right?
Absolutely. Most of our customers enjoy the ease of financing versus paying cash on the spot, especially with interest rates as low as what they are. I mean, right now we have as low as 2.9% financing for the whole amount.
Start to finish, how long does the application process take?
I can usually type the application about as quick as you can give me the information. And then once I submit it, about 45 minutes for an approval.
There's other dealerships in the area you could purchase from, but what sets MLS apart from the rest when it comes to financing?
We do all the legwork. We start out making sure we have the best interest rates available for whatever purchase you're looking at doing, whether it's new, used, ATV, UTV, doesn't matter. We're going to get you the best interest rate that you qualify for. We're enthusiasts too. We want to take care of you on every single aspect of the purchase.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Public Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
There's a storm brewing. A firestorm at Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar on 4th Street in Danville. Get ready to raise your game, because watching sports will never be the same. Finally, an interactive mobile sports app that puts you in the game. Fire Fan. Predict scores, call the plays in real time, compete with other players, and earn royalty points. To play, download the free Fire Fan app now and enter the rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. That's rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. Play the game with Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar in Danville and ignite your passion with Fire Fan.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
How about the UK baseball team?
I know.
Clinches series over number 23 UC Santa Barbara, a team that's been in the College World Series last year. UK wins game 2, 3-2 after winning the series opener Friday 2-1. Series finale today at noon at Cliff Hagen Stadium. Supposed to be beautiful out today in the 60s. Zach Logue tossed 7 shutout innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Zach Rex had an RBI double in the third to give UK a 1-0 lead, and then Riley Mahan, 2-run homer in the 6th, put UK up 3-0. Mahan's 3rd home run of the season in UK's 4 home games this week. They had their home opener Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That was their 4th game at home yesterday. He's had 4 doubles, a home run, and 10 RBI.
Yeah, Riley Mahan. Not a bad week.
Tearing it up. And then this is the amazing stat to me. UK still hasn't allowed a stolen base this season through 11 games. Opponents are 0-7 in stolen base attempts.
Wow. That's big.
That's outstanding.
And they've stolen home.
They have. They've done it to others. So UK is now 6-5 overall. They're 4-0 at Cliff Hagen Stadium this season. Not bad.
And ground has been broken. Construction's underway right now on the new stadium.
That new place looks awesome. But I would implore Mitch Barnhart to rethink it and put a roof over the thing that you could retract and put back. Retract, put back. Because it's so darn cold. Like the UK women's softball team.
Yeah, but they won't close it up for cold, will they? That would just be for rain.
No, they close it up for cold, too. Yeah. You don't want to sit out there.
No, of course you don't.
In 30-degree weather watching baseball. That's why nobody's out there. That's why they open the season on the road all the time. You know? What, they played their first 7 games away. I think the UK softball team played their first 17 away. So you could do a facility. Softball's got its new stadium, so it's not like it'd be hard to share that. But you would get more fans out there if you could be. Now, baseball to me is outdoors. It just is.
Yeah.
But it's also not 30-degree weather unless it's the playoffs in October. So I would, to get more people out, to gin it up a little bit, you know, and if the SEC, which they will, I predict they will do this, comes off of its alcohol ban at stadiums, because other places sell it. You know, they sell it at the ACC games, Louisville. When Kentucky goes to other places, sell alcohol. If they do that and start selling it at football games, which I predict they will, then it will be open to basketball and baseball. Now, if you have an indoor facility for baseball, it becomes another thing. Kentuckians, around here especially, love to party. They just do. Keeneland, tailgating, all that. There's a huge segment of people that just live for that stuff. If you give them excuse to go tailgate for an hour before a baseball game, they'll be more apt to do it, but not in 30-degree weather. That's not happening. And sometimes around here, it takes until April till we finally come out of the nastiness. But that's not going to happen. That's a pipe dream. This place is going to be beautiful. It's going
to
be gorgeous.
Listen, I would implore them to put in those reclining seats that are in movie theaters now.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Hey, look. Well, let's just move on. We'll go past this. I could spend too much time on this. Spring football practice begins today. So, Kentucky has a few questions going in, but less questions than it's ever had under Mark Stoops. You have, yes, there's a quarterback question, but you've got someone who's proven.
You know who's going to be starting.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
You've got someone who's proven. So, worst case scenario.
Is the same guy that started last year.
Yeah.
For the second half.
But Drew Barker, how healthy is he going to be? How much will he actually participate? All that stuff.
Well, listen, SEC Country did an inaugural poll of to find out approval ratings of football coaches in the SEC. And shockingly, Nick Saban had the highest approval rating at 97%. I would like to ask those 3% that do not approve of the job Nick Saban has done to tell me what more could he do.
They cover Auburn.
Second place was Jim McElwain at Florida. And in third place was Mark Stoops. He had an 85-point approval rating.
But who were the people voting? Who was the...
I don't know.
The approval rating was coming from whom?
Fans, I would think. Okay. Yeah. 85% approval rating of Mark Stoops.
Well, he's earned it. I mean, another question mark that you don't have, what the offense is going to look like. It's not, what does Neil Brown have up his sleeve this year? No. It's not, what does Shannon Dawson have up his sleeve? No. It's, what does Eddie Grant? Oh, we saw it.
Although I would like to see who takes the Boom Williams kind of spot, because it was a...
Saheem King.
You think so?
Saheem King.
Yeah.
That's why I say. I think he's getting overlooked. I think people have already jumped on to A.J. Rose. They've already jumped on there, looking at him. We haven't seen him. We haven't seen him play. But people are already on
him. You
haven't
seen that much of Saheem King either.
We saw him get 100 yards against, was it Tennessee? The one game he had 100 yards against somebody. He had one breakout game. But he is that speed guy. Like, there have been conversations, who's the fastest? You or Boom? Who's the fastest on the team? He won't give in to it. But he is one of the fastest players on the team. Boom ran the 4.5 at the combine. Betcha Saheem runs about a 4.5. He's little like that. Got the ability to get to the edge. We just haven't gotten the chance to see him. He's got the experience. Eddie Grant has talked about him like, my goodness, he has just done so well. Like almost feeling guilty that he's not been able to play him more. And he's talked highly about A.J. Rose, too. Don't sleep on Saheem King, is what I'm saying.
That's Dan's motto. I just think there has to, you know, Benny, as awesome as he is, as much as I feel like there's got to be a 1-2 punch with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not your every down back.
He's not your get the edge guy.
Yeah.
No. But he will get the majority. He got the majority of carries this year.
Yeah. And he should. He's earned that. He's earned that for sure.
Your offensive line. There is one question there, and that's at center. But that otherwise.
Same guys, same group.
Yeah. You don't have a bunch of questions. You're not worried about how they'll do. But who steps in there for John Till? Drake Jackson, redshirt freshman, was recruited as a center. Bunchy Stallings, Luke Fortner. Those are your candidates. Bunchy Stallings, though, I don't know. He played guard a lot. It just depends on what they want to do. You know, and Tate Leavitt, they wound up redshirting him. Remember, he came in with so much thinking that he was going to start at left tackle. They wound up redshirting him, and then Landon Young stepped in, and he did so well.
Yeah. He'll only be better.
Yeah.
The plan was to redshirt him. There is no doubt.
They had planned on redshirting him just like Drake Jackson, and then injury forced him into action.
The ceiling is the roof for him.
Man, we should have brought that in and just used it as a drop. We could have used it all day, every segment, at least once. And then, you know, linebacker, still a little bit to me. A little bit of question there. Just not with Denzel Ware and Josh Allen. No question those two are pretty spectacular.
Right.
But, you know, Cash Daniel may emerge a little bit more. Obviously, no question at all about Jordan Jones.
Jordan Jones, yeah.
Sometimes names are so common, I wonder if they're if I'm saying it right. You know, Jordan Jones. Is that like Robert Williams
Bob
from Texas
Smith.
A&M? Was it Robert Williams? It is Rob. Okay, yeah. Because I feel like that I know a Robert Williams from somewhere else. Or no, Jordan Jones, he's as solid as you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
And then the back half, I almost feel like Westry had a sophomore slump. Like, he should come out and have one of those junior years. I can remember being a little bit disappointed in the media, SEC media, not thinking more highly of Westry after his freshman year and leaving him out of any SEC selection.
Preseason.
Like, yeah, preseason. I thought, you cannot tell me there are 11 better defensive backs in the SEC than Chris Westry. Turns out they were right, because Westry had a little bit more of a struggle his sophomore year. But him and Beatty back there, plus who was the kid who got hurt? Mike Edwards? Or no, it was West.
Darius West.
He should be back. I mean, that back half is going to be outstanding. Linebacker, just with the depth with Deniro Laster transferring, creates a little bit more, but I still like the guy. So defensive line would be the bigger area.
I think so.
Courtney Miggins kind of became the most consistent last year. So he's gone. JUCO was gone. Avante Bell, I don't even think he's going to get to practice this spring. He and Miggins came in at the same time, but Bell redshirted. Adrian Middleton came on, and LeBlanc, the new coach, defensive line coach, he's already commented about Adrian Middleton and how he's kind of dropped some weight, been more consistent.
Would you be surprised to see some of the true freshmen, like Pascal?
No, not at all. Unless, I guess it depends on how they want to use Pascal. Do they want to use him outside, like Denzel Ware or Josh Allen? Then they could maybe afford to play him less, because they've got some other outside guys too, and maybe redshirting. But they redshirted some guys that I feel like should step up this season, which is Cordell Looney and Jaquiz Cross. Two guys that looked the part. TJ Carter played as a true freshman last year. I think they probably would have liked to have played Cordell Looney too, but just wanted to wait. I'm telling you, Cordell Looney, you stand next to him. And this was, you know, when he was day one over here, coming over to UK. So a year ago.
Yeah.
Having off season and time, I bet he'll look impressive this spring.
All right, we got some big horse races to get to.
One more, Jaquiz Pringle.
Yes.
That guy. That's the one. I mean, Matt Elam, this is it for him, right? His senior year?
Yeah.
Last chance. And I don't know if... I think Jaquiz Pringle's got him. You know, he's got the spot from him probably. And Matt's going to have to do quite a bit to get more time out there.
That's a shame. That's shocking still.
Yeah, he's so big and agile and just, I don't know, needs to eat gunpowder or something, make him meaner.
I've never heard that before. That must be a Williamsburg kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you its origins. All right. Yes, quickly, we'll talk about these horse races.
When we get back, right?
Yeah, after the break.
On the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Too many questions, you must think I trust you.
You searching for the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. A real change for your business with over 99.9% network reliability, faster internet, and superior voice. for less. So call 866-928-4330 and get Spectrum Business Internet today. We've raised our speeds to 60 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. That's 10 times faster than 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get reliable business phone with unlimited long distance for only $29.99 a month. And at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day, so there are no contracts to sign. Just call 866-928-4330 and get faster Spectrum Business Internet for just $59.99 a month when bundled with Spectrum Business Voice for only $29.99 a month. With no contracts, call 866-928-4330. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Doesn't matter where you're going. The new Acura MDX with available super-handling all-wheel drive follows your instincts. Handling tight turns and open roads with three intuitive drive modes. While standard safety-minded Acura Watch Advanced Driver Assist keeps an extra eye on the road. Test drive the MDX at your local dealer today. Acura. Precision-crafted performance.
Come visit us at Courtesy Acura right next to the Fayette Mall, y'all. Buying a car should be easy, and at Courtesy, that's exactly what it'll be. Fun, relaxed, hassle-free.
No matter your credit status, we'll get you approved. Just $73 down and drive home in a certified car, truck, or SUV today.
So come to Courtesy, pick out your vehicle, and leave confident you got a great deal.
That's the way we do it. We're selling cars like candy bars.
Visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or CourtesyOnWheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
ESPN
Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So you know who this is?
Yeah, this is Black Crowes, baby.
And you know the lead singer?
Chris Robinson.
Yes. Big old beard, long hair, smelly hippie. They used to make great music. But he has left the Black Crowes and been gone from there for like 5-6 years. And it turns out he's for the last 4 years, he's had a band called the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. And in 2 weeks, they're coming to Manchester Music Hall down here on Manchester Street.
Wow. Are you going to go? Because I know you're a fan.
I'm a huge fan, and I have not really gotten into the Chris Robinson Brotherhood or listened to their music. I really only discovered that he was doing this maybe, I don't know, a month or so ago, ran across some music or something. So I started listening to it a little bit. Nothing like the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
At all.
What's it? What's like the genre?
Jam band.
Okay.
So be ready for like 17-minute songs.
Yeah.
And... I'm just
not that person. I'm not.
I am. I dig it.
Yeah.
Great. It's very Grateful Dead type stuff. So if you like jam bands and just kind of, you know, floating through the cosmos, they'll be here in a couple weeks. I'll probably still go just because it's Chris Robinson. One of the best rock and roll voices out there, of my generation anyway. Great live performers. Fountain of Youth Stakes yesterday. Gunavera came from last to win by 5 3/4 lengths over Practical Joke. Antonio Sano, Javier Castellano, paid 10.40 to win, ran second to Irish Warcry in the Holy Bowl, and then Irish war cry. Didn't show up. First loss in four career starts. Practical Joke second in his first race since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So his three-year-old debut. Three Rules was third. So, I mean, Irish War Cry was the morning line favorite. Everybody had, after winning the Holy Bowl, Gate to Wire. But this is what I love about these Derby preps. You don't know. You think you know. You don't know. They're so young. You can't. Irish War Cry was a heavy favorite. You would have made zero money. Very little.
Yeah. And you don't
like
to
do that.
Had you
just bet him to win. Who, you know. Who does? So you would have had to play him in all this stuff. I didn't bet any either one of these races yesterday, but I looked at what people, I looked at what handicappers were recommending. Everybody had Irish War Cry on their top line for some sort of, you know, $12 to $24 exacta or something like that that would have cost you. You didn't even have to play Irish War Cry. You didn't even have to spend any money on this horse. But the overwhelming favorite. So then in the Gotham Stakes, Ella Reeb went off as the 2-5 favorite.
Yeah.
Means you lose.
Yeah, like that's stupid.
He wound up finishing third, and he paid 10 cents on a $2 bet if you picked him to finish
third. Here's a shiny dime, son. Don't spend it all in one place.
And instead, one of my favorite people characters in horse racing, Dale Romans, has his horse, J-Boy's Echo, win the Gotham by 3.5 lengths for his first graded stakes win. The horse went off at 6-1, paid $14.80 to win, and moves up to second on the Derby points leaderboard. Robbie Alvarado rode this horse, ran third to Ella Reeb in the Withers. Ella Reeb ran third to J-Boy's Echo here. Cloud Computing was second. Again, that's what I love is J-Boy's Echo was on my radar.
Yes, I remember talking about him.
Would have been in the mix, but you just don't know how to spend it right, and I didn't try to mix it up. But there you go. This is the second weekend in a row. Like Gervin last week, there was Zakharov, who paid $99 on a $2 bet.
Now let me ask you this: have you done can you do a Derby future wager pool? And have you done it yet? Because your dad did it last year, right? And didn't he have Nyquist?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
Or Gunrunner or something like
Gunrunner,
that.
Gunrunner. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, I think they've already had three pools. Here's what happens. As I don't know how I missed this, if I'm just not on Twitter at the right time or don't visit the website enough. That doesn't get enough play. I don't think the Derby folks do a good enough job of promoting it. Like, I mean, it should be TV, radio commercials to get it out there and let people know that, hey, this weekend, Derby pool number one. Because they have one back in, like, November or something like that. After the Breeders' Cup, I think. Like, top two-year-olds, Derby's future pool. They even have, like, a sire, Derby's future pool. So then they have one in January. Then they have a second one in February. And I think they've already had their third one.
So you did not get in this year.
No, because by the time I realize it, I see the tweet says, you know, McCracken leads Derby future pool number three. I'm like, what? When did that happen? Well, this weekend, you just missed it. Because that's the best.
If they would do...
That is the best.
McCracken's mane, like Big Earn McCracken's hair from Kingpin. I would put everything I own on that horse.
That reminds me of Hanson at the Bluegrass Stakes. Were you there that year?
Yeah.
And for you guys who don't remember, oh, man, that was so awesome. Hanson, they dyed the tail blue.
Yes.
And then there was something with the stewards who were like, no, you can't run a horse in the race with a blue tail. And so then they, you know, the trainer comes back and says, what have you done? I'm like, well, the owner said, you know, put the blue on the tail. No, no, take the blue off. This is ridiculous. We're not going to get disqualified for having a blue tail. So then they take the blue off. Well, the owner doesn't know this. So then they get in the paddock. And the blue tail's not on. And the owner's like, where's the blue tail? I had the blue tail. And the trainer's like, you idiot. Quit messing with this. We don't run horses with blue tails, okay?
But they don't need to dye McCracken's hair. They just need to swoop it over.
Yeah.
And make sure that when he is racing, it kind of flops to the other side and comes up. But gradually. because it didn't happen all at once. Big Earn's hair didn't go all at once.
Right.
It was a gradual thing. So as he goes around the track, I don't know how you make it happen, but make it happen.
Oh, with Hanson, that on top of that, the owner flew in Vegas showgirls and had them wear, like, you know, almost nothing, and then had tails on them, had blue tails. Hanson, I mean, it was just... It was so great. It was such a great spectacle. So great. All right, before we go to break here, to get us back on UK basketball, because we'll go out with this.
Full circle.
Yeah. Bring it back around. Here, listen to Calipari's thought on the game, going into it, and kind of what the game against Texas A&M meant. Yeah, here he is.
Oh, knowing that and knowing what I saw here, I was a little worried coming into the game. But you're already the one seed. You're already the champion. This is a kind of throwaway game. And we had to play and play well and fight. And what I tried to tell them, this is for your seed. This is all about your seed. This isn't about this game. The better your seed, the better chance you have at advancing. And what you want to force them to do is they got to give you the seed you deserve. And you, to do that, you got to win games. And road games are good. I would say that our strength of schedule and from this point is probably 10 strength of schedule. And I would imagine the other numbers for our team are in the single digits, 6, 7, 8. And let me say this. Did I say this to this group? I'm getting older. Sometimes if I repeat it, say you already said that, okay? There's no one beating anybody by 30 like we did in 15. That team I had in 15, we just were whomping on people. Everybody, you look at all these scores of everybody. They're one-point games, they're overtime games, this team could have lost that. Now, the teams at the top are winning those close games, but they're not burying anybody. So we're not the only team that's, you know, struggling to get away from people. Our issue is we got to start better. And we got to try to do this for 40 minutes and then see who we are.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, where the new year means new gear. Get custom fit for Callaway's brand new 2017 Great Big Bertha Epic Driver. It features Callaway's exclusive jailbreak technology that stiffens the body of the driver, increasing speed and distance like never before. It's epic. Come in and get custom fit for your new Epic and buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that help people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
Max here with John Blevins of Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. I hear you had an interesting call lately. Tell us about it.
I had a woman call, and she had no heat. She needed somebody right away. She called another company that said they could get to them anytime, but they could not get to her for 8 to 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get out there in a timely fashion and got her heat on that night.
Sounds like anyone who needs quick service should call Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Find out more at BarkleyBlevins.com.
The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present America's favorite cowboy heroes, Grammy Award-winning Riders in the Sky.
Woody's Roundup, right here every day. Woody's Roundup.
Riders in the Sky in concert at the amazing Thoroughbred Theater right here in Lexington, Saturday, April 22. For tickets, 280-2218, presented by Hybrid Springwater and Hank 96.1.
We're trying to keep our cars longer. Go to Bluegrass Auto Body for quality repairs and timely service at a reasonable price. They work on all makes and models, and they've been in the business for over 51 years. Bluegrass Auto Body gives you a lifetime warranty on your repairs. Two locations, the original on West High Street and Bluegrass Auto Body South at 309 Ruscio Way. See how good they are at BluegrassAutoBody.com. When someone runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, you know, some games Malik isn't going to be on. You know, we can't depend on him to come out and have like 20 plus scoring games and, you know, do all this stuff. I mean, it's just not. It's not logical, and you can't put all that on, you know, Malik. So that's where everybody, you know, steps up and does other things. I think tonight Dom kind of came in there and saved us in a sense. I mean, he brought energy and was pressuring their guards, and you know, he had a pretty good game. Had some fouls called on him, but yeah, he had a solid game for us.
See, someone else calls him Dom.
Derek Willis, his best friend and roommate the last 4 years, calls him Dom. So my theory's out the window. His nickname's not Hawk. It's not Neek. It's Dom. So sorry. I wonder if his mother cares. His mother does not call him Dom. I know this. Now, Derek, I get what Derek Willis is saying. He makes a good point, and I think it is a good thing. Definitely a positive for Kentucky to win when Malik Monk only scores 6 points. A season low for him. He had scored in double figures in every game this season. He was 2 for 10 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3. But he did have 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Now, that's something he wouldn't have done 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He would have had 6 points and no rebounds and no assists. But Derek Willis says, well, you can't expect Malik to go out there and score 20 every game. It's just not logical.
Well, but he averaged 21 for the season, so.
He averages 21 points on the season.
So you can ask that.
Yeah, kind of, you almost depend on that.
Yeah.
It's like part of your analysis of we need to get 20.
It's kind of your team.
Yeah, if he gets his average and he does what he normally does, lives up to his consistency of scoring in double figures in every game this season. No, Derek.
You can't ask him for 40 a game.
No.
But you can ask for 20.
Yeah, you kind of need to get that 20. Yeah. He's kind of needs to get that 20. Bam. Another good game. 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 6 of 7 shooting, 4 dunks. So he's now 7 away from tying Anthony Davis's or Ant Davis's single season school record of 92. And you know, Briscoe, even though I would not start him, if I were Calipari, I would go ahead and put Dom in there. Now I'm calling him Dom. I would go ahead and put Dominique Hawkins in there and start him to see if you can break this thing. Now it's the SEC tournament. Don't have this slow start. And then bring Briscoe off the bench. Because, look, as many people get frustrated with Briscoe, and I'm one of them, I would say his game yesterday was first third. Ew, quit doing that. Second third. 7.6 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 turnover.
Yeah.
Like, you need him to play well.
What was the third, Dan?
Also that. actually.
Your math is
the second
terrible.
The second third was 3.5 points, okay. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and half of a turnover. Okay. The
first fifth of the game, the second fifth, way better.
Yeah. So if he spends the first third of the game on the bench.
Yeah, that's the portion of the game where he's driving the baseline under the basket with mm-hmm. 4 guys on him, where he's taking threes for no reason.
Or just when
4 seconds into the shot clock.
Sometimes when he gets penetration and he's in the middle of 3 guys.
Yeah.
You've got guys open on the wing and so,
but yeah, he did some other things really well.
Absolutely. Well, you've got to have him play well.
Yeah.
You have to have him play.
You need him.
Yeah. But I understand people get frustrated because sometimes you're like, what? He's killing us. By the way, Humphreys had one basket, and UK is now 23-0 this season when he scores. didn't get to this. Do want to give?
And that was not the basket I expected him to get.
No. Do want to give a shout out to Franklin County's girls beat Lafayette to three-peat as 11th region champs. Mercer County's girls beat Lincoln County to three-peat as 12th region champs. First time in 38 years a team has won three straight 12th region titles. Clark County beats Mason County in overtime to win the 10th region. So the Sweet 16 bracket for the girls is just three region champs away from being completed. What we do know, Franklin County will get the Region 4 winner, which was likely going to be Monroe County, I think. Mercer County will play Boyd County in the opening round, and Clark County gets Harlan. Harlan, those girls, Jordan Brock, looked really good, beat Harlan County yesterday. Anyway, there's your quick little shout-out to the girls' Sweet 16 that begins on Wednesday up at NKU.
Tournament time is here!
It is. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Texture.